Grace and peace to you. Grace and peace be to you. From God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Here again, briefly, this language at the beginning of tonight's epistle lesson. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's our text. In the name of the Savior, the absolute joy and blessing of God to us that empowers all of our thanksgiving, my Christian friends. I have a question that I'd like to use to begin this evening's message about thanksgiving. Isn't this the case that it's the great joys and blessings that we encounter in life that have a powerful impact on each of us as individual that prompt us especially to be grateful? Consider the things that sort of call out of us a note of thanksgiving, like a good report from the doctor. Or maybe for a young person, the joy that some special person has invited you to the prom. Or that she said yes and she's going with you to the prom. How about the birth of a baby? Can you ever forget it? And no matter how old a child gets, even when they're coming from afar and sitting next to you here tonight in Thanksgiving service, you remember with thanksgiving that very special joy of their birth. Maybe it's the smaller things of life that elicit that from us. The sound of a bird, the beauty of a Nebraska sunset, an occasion to be out in the field in this time of the year and to watch the harvest. Or even to be able to be out in the field and be able to sight a buck that's the biggest you've ever seen. Isn't it those events of life that sort of impact us, that we recall, that summon a note of thanksgiving out for us, each of us as individuals? And I'm really rather sure each of you can recall one. I have one. In fact, I have a memento with me of an event that really, every time I see this memento, it summons out of me thanksgiving. Let me show it to you. Here it is. I remember the day I caught this. It's hung on my office wall all these years. I caught it on Father's Day. With a rod and reel, my son had given me the previous Christmas. I caught it in Canada. And I can still remember every movement about that event. I can remember that cast. I can remember that Rapala hitting right in that pocket. And I can remember her exploding out of the water to protect her nest. And I can remember how she fought and how I brought her in. And every time I've looked at this, it has summoned out of me a powerful remembrance of the beauty of the creation and how thankful I was to spend that day and have that memory with one of my brothers on a long trip into Canada. I bet you have similar trophies in your home that you collect or hold on to that are cause for thanksgiving. In Barbara's case, she's just glad this is in the garage and not in the house. There are trophies we have that empower and invite us to thanksgiving, just like my fish. But here's another fish. Let's see what this fish has to say about the giving of thanks. Thank you. Do you remember when that song came out? Be quiet, Big Billy. Enough. I can remember when that song came out. And I can remember the music director of the church we were in being very amused by it and reminding me that that's the way I needed to be. Be happy. Don't worry. Because I can fret and stew about a lot of things. And I resented the song. I resented the song because what does that guy in that video know about what I'm going through and the troubles I face and the discouragements? So don't tell me to be happy. Don't tell me not to worry. Don't tell me to give thanks. But I hid that from my friend, the music director, and I just smiled and said, yes, we should. Don't you experience precisely the same thing when you hear language from St. Paul that comes in the language of tonight's text? Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I ought to do that. Is that some kind of magical formula that if I do that in the appropriate way, then everything will be fine? What do I have to be thankful for? I think I often really want to avoid that kind of pressure put upon me. How is it that other people can seem to give that so naturally out of the inside of them? How is it so easy for persons to be able to write out these long lists of things they're so grateful for? Did you ever have to go through that in grade school in anticipation of Thanksgiving? Make a list of all the things you're grateful for. And be grateful. Our generation was told, consider the kids in China or India or wherever else. And my father and mother were prone to say, if you don't like it here, you can go up the street. And for some reason, every place we ever lived, there was an orphanage right up the street. And I thought they meant it. And so we better be thankful. I think we miss the point of St. Paul's text if we just take it and take this language and push it down on ourselves on how we ought to be. Earlier today, I was reading the essay of a young man who's one of my students on campus. He wants to be a pastor. He's got all the answers. He really is very bright. He's going to be very gifted, wonderful, everything else. And he doesn't get it. Because he's got all the answers. I can understand it because I can imagine myself writing the same essay 45 years ago. And a lot of pain tears that out of a person. That finally, it's not all our answers. It's the Lord. And it's me. And it's the Lord, and it's you, and it's the Lord. Here's really what St. Paul said. You and I are ripped up on the inside. That's really what the word anxiety means. Anxiety comes from this sort of German word that has a mixed meaning of both anger and fear. The word here in the original is to be so divided in the way we are that we're uncertain which way to go. And if we tell one another, don't worry, be happy, give thanks, and we hear that and apply it to ourselves, we're still divided. We don't know who the real one is, the one who's making this one obey or this one that's so anxious and afraid and helpless. And that's what anxiety is. It's to be twisted on the inside, uncertain how it's going to happen. Here's the real key for Thanksgiving. In everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. it becomes a matter of being so honest about what we feel and what we think that we can argue with God and say, I'm scared. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I am frightened and alone and anxious, and I need you, gracious and loving Savior. I need to know that you understand my human predicament. I don't know how we're going to cover these bills. I don't know how my relationship is going to work out. I don't know what's going to happen to my kid because my kid is experimenting with narcotics. I don't know what's going to happen for my church. I don't know what's going to happen for my community. I don't know what in the world is going to happen in my world. I'm scared, God. And maybe Thanksgiving is a good time to be getting ready for Christmas and cry with Martin Luther, be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask you to stay close by me forever and love me. It is only when you and I are brought to our emptiness, that's what was going on in Deuteronomy chapter 8, because God took them through the wilderness for 40 years, and the only thing they had to depend on a day at a time, that when they woke up, the manna was going to be there. And if they tried to corner the market, it slipped out of their fingers. That's what you and I pray constantly. Give us today the bread we need for today. We're really saying, help us live by faith. Help us trust your promises. You and I do not trust the promises of God because we can intellectually control them, because then it becomes information and it ceases to be promises. I don't care how much we know about God. Faith is formed in the furnace of affliction when everything seems to be gone and we cry out to the Lord, help me. And the Lord says, don't be afraid. I'm here. It is then that St. Paul's promise comes true. The peace of God that goes beyond all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The way we think and the way we feel will be wrapped in the care of God, and we won't be able to explain it or understand it, but that's exactly the way it happened. That if there's after the word joy that is all over Philippians, the word that permeates it is peace. And it doesn't mean just merely calm. It means to know that God has taken flesh and lived our life, and he knows what it's like to be you and me, and he knows what it's like to be afraid. And he knows what it's like to learn how to trust his Father. The book of Hebrews says that. And you and I are his disciples, and he brings us through the same thing, so that you and I have to learn by experience what it means to have faith. As we look back on the experiences, we see not only the power of God's gospel that lays hold on us and claims us as his, but all the ways in which the love of the Father wraps his arms around us, not always the ways we think we demand and need and expect, but the ways the Lord deems good. And he makes us the promise, my peace does surpass all understanding. I'm glad to share that with you tonight. I'm glad to share it too with Barbara, my wife, who's with us tonight. Because when and where she and I grew up, Thanksgiving Day service was the first day that all the old steam boilers came on in the church that she and I grew up on. And we would be sitting singing a lot of these hymns, these same hymns, when she and I were a little girl and a little boy with our grandparents and our parents and everyone around us. And everything seemed so safe and so secure. And all of us have traveled a lot of miles since then, haven't we? To see the shalom of God wrap itself around us in familiar settings with decorations and hymns and the Lord's Supper and the lessons, and friends and family become so important. It's important to me, I think, tonight, personally. A year ago today, I lost my mother. It's a lot of Thanksgivings. And we don't always know or expect exactly how life is going to go, do we? Little or not, long or short, wealthy or poor. But this we know, we are just people who, because we are loved by our God in Christ Jesus, can cry out to the God who wraps his arms about us, and it is only as we pour out our complaints and our requests and we empty ourselves of all the fears, then the peace of God oozes in. And we know it again. And then we can say, thanks, God. I'm so little, and you're so big. Thank you. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.